In the future, if any of you, I'm offering a new service, I will edit your book both for content and grammar, but I also upload it to Amazon, both paperback, Kindle, and I'll help you with the audiobook as well. But I've gotten a lot of experience of wisdom and insight now into this process. And the best way to do it is to do exactly as I tell you, and don't do anything I don't tell you to do. And that's how we got to this book, Beyond Demon. I've reviewed it before on this channel, but it is that good. I want to remind you to go and get this, not because I edited it or had anything to do with it, because frankly, I had nothing to do. I said, I changed that. Maybe this. There really wasn't any changes that I made content wise to this. And grammar and editing, that's outside of my domain. That goes to the women. But this is, once again, the best piece of fiction I've ever read. And if you like action thrillers, I cannot recommend this book enough. I am not paid. The guy already paid me to do the editing. I was reading it, and I was like, I don't want to read it, because it's work. It is work. And I'm like, this is good. Oh, this isn't too bad. Right, it's not as much of a pain as this could. And then I'm like, this is really good. And then it just kicks into high gear. And there's girls with big tits. And it's the late 60s. And the women are still kind of nice, but they're a little bit loose and they're a little adventurous. And that's like the least part of the book. That's like that's out of the five top things. That's number five. The best part is the action and the thriller and the suspense, and then the subterfuge and the backstabbing and, oh my God, I didn't know that guy was with the CIA. And I was like, man, this is a pleasure to read. Now, getting it up there, getting it uploaded. Oh, I want to add a poem. Oh, do you now, Mr. Rookie Author? We're going to play Cappy Says. Cappy Says, don't add a poem to this thing after we went to production. Cappy Says, don't have a 60-year-old washed-up woman edit for. That's where you're wondering, why are all the notes that he gave it? This is what happens when you send it to a washed-up old woman to look for typo. Colon, semicolon. Oh, well, you know, spell out the numbers. No, write the numbers. And that's literally all these things in here. But if you are into the action thrillers and you don't want to drop $75 on one over at the airport, get this book, Beyond Demon. It is part of a series. You will not be let down investing your time starting with the first book of the series, because you're like, dang, this Morgan fellow is pretty cool. And then, and I emphasize the girls with the big tits and the poor decision-making skills. Which they do, not their big boobs or their lack of decision-making skills, but the women do play a vital role in this. I want to call it a movie, because it should be turned into a movie, in this book. I was even telling Doc Sullivan, his name's on the cover, I'm not keeping anything secret. I said, yeah, you got to tell, because it's a book for guys. No girls are allowed this book. I dare you, girl. I bet you girls couldn't buy this book and read it. I bet you girls can't. You know why? Because you're girls. You couldn't read this book if you wanted to. Bet you can't. Anyway, it is predominantly for guys. Girls, you'll love it too. But I was like, you gotta mention girls with big cans in the book description. He is a much more proper gentleman than I am. Oh, no, I'll mention there's explosions. I'm like, no, mention the cans. Mention the can. No, he's going to mention the explosion. I'm like, it's not that the explosion, which important to the book, not the biggest selling point for someone who hasn't read it. You want to mention those 1960 curly, late 60s curly girls with the short skirts and the long hair, kind of minimalist makeup. And nice teardrop hanging cans. Or at least that's what I like to imagine they were. I think Mike, when he wrote the book, imagined girls with big cans. Not small ones. No mosquito bite ladies in this book. Oh, no. Big walloping cans running across Mexico and the American Southwest. So I will not give it away. I will be available in audiobook. For those of you who are interested in doing, you're converting a book, you're writing a book, you wanted to do audiobook, please do not go through an agency. go to ACX.com. That is Amazon's Audible company. It's Audible. They call it ACX. I don't know why they didn't just say Audible.com. I don't know why. It's Amazon, ACX. They have narrators there that you can hire. You can sample it, and you'll know who their names are. You can contact them directly. All right. Do not go through a talent agency. Do not hire a broker. Cappy didn't say hire a broker. Cappy says. Right? So after dealing with, in my opinion, a complete freaking moron, probably his first book, the narrator finally, well, okay. I ended up editing and audited, making sure that it would match Audible requirements. Yay, just what I wanted to do. But the kid's got a good voice. Kid, I don't know. I'm just going to assume someone that unprofessional has that good of a voice. But anyway, it is available in paperback at Kindle. It should be out in about a month. I've put the link below. And that's about it. All right. That's it. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.